And a good Monday to you. I'm Brooke Baldwin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. And here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Hurricane Gustav blasting Louisiana this hour. It is a Category 3 storm with sustained winds of 115 miles per hour. Bands of intense rain and wind are battering the region. About 2 million people have evacuated the coastal area there. And evacuees are at Red Cross shelters all across the Gulf and southern states now. That agency is reporting that this is the biggest relief operation since Hurricane Katrina 3 years ago. And a lot of people seeking out shelter have seen it all before.
Then we lived in a FEMA trailer for 2 years, and we just got out of the FEMA trailer and got into a house a year ago.
Now we're on the road again.
The Republican National Convention will cut back most of its opening day activities simply because of the hurricane. The president and vice president have canceled their speeches. In fact, the president is headed to Texas. Senator John McCain's campaign has set up a charter flight so that the delegates from the Gulf Coast region can return to their home states. McCain says it would not be appropriate to hold a political celebration during that storm. And a surprise political shakeup in Japan. Prime Minister Yoshihide Fukuda has announced he is resigning after less than a year in office. Mr. Fukuda has seen his popularity plummet over a controversial government medical plan for the elderly. Just back in June, Japan's upper house of parliament approved a motion of no confidence in Fukuda. A major milestone in Iraq today is the U.S. military is handing over security in a key province to the Iraqis. U.S. Marines are beginning to pull out of Anbar province that is the site of some of the bloodiest battles in the Iraq war. That area is now considered one of the quietest parts of the country. Some troops will stay just to train the Iraqis and help with military operations in the western part of the area. Those are just some of the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and other news this Monday.